الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brother just asked me a question here for the host. He said, we know from mustahab, it's desirable to take a ghusl in the day of Al-Eid, and also mustahab to take a ghusl in the day of Al-Jum'ah. He told me, how many ghusl I have to perform? Shall I make two ghusl, for one for Eid and one for Jum'ah? Inshallah ta'ala, we answer him, is only one ghusl inshallah, and the niyyah for to cover this ghusl, to take a shower for Eid and Jum'ah, if you wanted to pray the Jum'ah. As we say, inshallah ta'ala, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the Jum'ah comes with Eid in the same day, it means the Eid in the day of Al-Jum'ah and the Jum'ah, so he would pray Salatul Eid. And whoever wanted to pray Salat al-Eid, he has to come with the people in the masjid. If you don't want to come for Salat al-Eid, it's an option. You go to the bark, you're taking family members, you are in a bark, what you should do? Replace it with dhuhr. Jum'ah in the day of al-Eid is optional. Jum'ah in the day of al-Eid is optional. Only in the day of al-Eid, actually Salat al-Eid, if you pray Salat al-Eid with the Jama'ah, the Jum'ah will be optional. But if you wanted to come to Al-Jum'ah, go ahead and do the Jum'ah and pray the Jum'ah inshaAllah. That is hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من أراد أن يصلي يصلي الجمعة وإن إن شاء الله لمجمعون. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن شاء الله we're going to pray the Jum'ah. So the Prophet, he prayed Eid, and he said, inshallah, la mujmi'un. Mujmi'un, it's mean, we're going to gather again for Salat al-Jum'ah. But it's optional for those who pray Salat al-Eid. Salat al-Jum'ah will be optional for them. Optional for them. Clear, inshallah ta'ala. So you need one ghusl. You don't need to make ghusl for Salat al-Eid, and then you go for ghusl for Salat al-Jum'ah. One, it's combined, Allah reward you for both. One ghusl, Allah reward you for both, inshaAllah ta'ala. We spoke yesterday about al-Udhiyah. I have some couple of points I need, inshaAllah ta'ala, to cover it. For example, ماتت الاضحية أو سرقت أو بدلت. What does that mean? The qurbani which you buy, which you bought, you prepare it, because the Sahaba, they used to buy the qurbani early, and they feed it to make it healthy. So for example, I make a reservation for my udhiyah. I call my mother home, I call my brother home, or I reserve it here, actually with the butcher. I told him I need it in the day of Al-Eid, and you bought it 1 week before, supposedly died. The goat or lamb or cow die before the Eid. What I have to do? Nothing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make a credit for you, Sheikh Muhammad. Allah good all the time. He knows your intention is to buy this for what purpose? The qurban died. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you the same credit, walhamdulillah, that you sacrifice the animal for the cause of Allah. You don't need to make another one. Right. Suriqat. You bought it. Your family member, my brother over there, he bought it a week before and he keep it in his house, and something, somebody came and stole it. Possible. Okay. So if it's stolen, what do you have to do? Shall I go and run and buy another one? لا, because you already put the money, and that for what purpose? For the qurbani, subhanallah. طيب. بدلت. You go to the butcher and he told him I need one, so he give you number. If you go to here, if you have experience to go and buy a day before, or 2 days before, or a week before, and he's gonna give you a number. And he typed the number over the goat or the lamb. What about in the day of Al-Eid, I went and I found the butcher, he make a mistake, and he took the qurbani, my qurbani, and he sacrificed, and he gave it to someone else. What I have to do? Whatever is left from, if it switched between one brother and another brother, and the butcher made a mistake, and he slaughtered the first one, and it, which is mine, and he gave it to someone, take him, nothing wrong. You're going to tell me, mine is heavier, or stronger, or so and so. We don't know this language. It's happened. You don't mean it. Islam, my brother, in general, doesn't charge you for anything like this. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رفع عن أمتي. My ummah is not a charge. عن السهم والخطأ والنسيان وما استكره عليه. My ummah is not a charge for what? الخطأ, error. You make a mistake, you take a piece of stone, you have a wild animal or wild dog, and you throw it toward the dog, and then actually the dog ran, this stone came in a human and killed him. According to the Islamic rule, you are not judged, because it's mistakenly. He did it by mistake. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, he sent the one, while he was Khalifa, he sent the one to call a woman for judgment. Messenger. The messenger went and he came from outside of her house, and she was on the roof. And he told, Ya Amat Allah, and he named her. Umar, he need you for judgment. When the people hear the name of Umar and Sheikh Shawkat, scared so much. Sayyidina Umar, for the cause of Allah, not for himself. When he used to walk in the street, old woman, children, they run from the street. Because if Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he found a single woman and she's married, and her hijab is not, she did not even put the hijab in a proper way, and some of the hair, Umar has a stick, he beat it here, and she's married. If we do that to Sheikh Shawkat today, you're gonna be where? Behind the bar. But this is the Khalifa of Islam. He is responsible about the Ummah. So Sayyidina Umar, when he sent a messenger to a woman, Umar, he want you in a court. The woman, she became scared and she fell down from the roof, and she was pregnant, she lost her baby. Hi. Sayyidina Umar, that way, exactly in emergency, he make like a courtroom. And among them was Ali radiallahu anhu arda. قال ماذا ترون في أميركم. What did you do with your Amir? He was a reason to kill a baby. So, I ask you by the name, if any one of the rulers gonna do that today? Right away, he called the people, and among them the big Sahaba ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, ibn Abbas, and Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ka'b al-Ahbar. And he said, what do you think you have to do with your Khalifa, your the Umar? The rest of the people, most the majority say, we didn't do anything. You are the Khalifa. Ali radiallahu anhu arda, قال لا يا عمر لا. والله يا عمر, you must pay the compensation and diyat al-walad. The baby which has been killed because of you, because of you, the baby has been killed. There is a diyya. You know what the diyya is? Bloody money. Must be paid to the mother because she lost her baby. But because you don't have any meaning for this, your intention was good, you called the woman for the courtroom, so what we have to do? Bayt al-mal, the house of treasury, they have to pay for it. Because you're practicing, you try to practice the law.
And the job.
Finished. So, if any one of this has been replaced in the animal, you don't have to worry any about at this or that. Time. The baby, the animal which I bought it, I bore an animal now. And this animal was, I don't know, it was pregnant. And before the day of Al-Eid, deliver a baby. What we have to do, it belongs to my Qurbani, it's my Qurbani. But the goat or the lamb, deliver a baby. What we have to do, this baby, you have to slaughter it with the mother. And both of them to distribute it for the owner and the poor people. Period. Hi. Next one, inshallah ta'ala, as we said yesterday, we have to fear Allah about the knife. The knife, as we said yesterday, some of the members left early. The knife, when you kill the animal, you cannot show the knife to the animal. It's the Prophet ﷺ forbidding. Forbidding, even is merciful with the animal. The Prophet ﷺ, he was merciful with the animal. Yeah, exactly. He saw a man beating his donkey too much. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told him, it's like a soul. It isn't, it not a soul. He's not a soul. Why you beat him? Subhanallah. So Allah commanding us to be merciful with the animal. That's number one, not to show the knife. And when you kill the animal, you don't kill it in front of the other animal. You take it one by one to the separate room. Not to take like 10 in front of them, tuck, tuck, tuck in front. It is haram in Islam. It's not allowed. Are all in Islam. And more than that, you don't give hard time to the animal when you kill it. You have to make the knife very sharp. One shot. One time only. And the people who need to slaughter the animal, they have to be experienced. Not because my father, he loved to kill the animal. And my father, he doesn't know. So what did he do? He started sewing, like sewing, action, so on, and killed, exactly suffering. The animal suffer with it. No, there is a professional way. You have to, the Prophet ﷺ did it by his hand, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right away, one time. From the left side to the, one time, to cut the two fins. That's it, finished. Now some people, they came and took the animal, they continue. After they cut the two veins, they continue. Tuck, 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 until they separated the head from the animal. Haram. In Islam, only to cut the two veins here. And as we say here, Bismillah, huh? Allahu Akbar. That's actually from me and my family members. As we actually said, Tayyib. The next one, inshallah ta'ala, can we make the person who traveled to New Jersey to sacrifice an animal, and because of a lot of people, he became in the night. Can I kill the animal in the night time? Absolutely yes. There is no problem to slaughter the animal. And as we say, just from after Salat al-Eid, it will continue to Ayyam al-Tashriq. Ayyam al-Tashriq is the day number 11 of Zulhijjah, 12 and 13. You slaughter, you are allowed, if you don't eat the meat in the first day because it's so crowded, go and slaughter in the second day. Go slaughter in the day number 12 until the Maghrib of the third day of Tashriq. That's day number 13. You are allowed to slaughter the animal in this period. Therefore, we are allowed, if we collect the money here, and for example, in the day of Al-Eid, sometimes people came and told me, this is a Qurbani. It's okay, no problem. You still have 3 days, send back home, or slaughter it here, you still have right to slaughter the animal, inshallah ta'ala. So, you don't have to worry about this at all, inshallah. Can we save, we asked the question and I did not answer it. Can we save the Qurbani in the freezer? It's too much for me and my family. Yeah, exactly here. Can I save? Like, that's why I have to bring this. Because I told you 100 times, you may find some time you open hadith. And this is authentic hadith. And you take it and you stick to this hadith and you become extremist in this hadith. La, Islam is not like this. You may find another hadith came later to abrogate the rule in the first one. Time. I'm going to tell you in Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Naha an akl al-udhiya fi akthar min 3 ayyam." The Prophet ﷺ originally, he said in the beginning, he prohibited to eat the udhiya, the qurbani, more than 3 days. That means if I save it for 1 week, according to this hadith, not allowed. That is in the beginning. Then later, the Prophet said, in Bukhari, the same Bukhari, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kala kulu, kulu minha, eat from it. Watasaddaqu, and then contribute from it. Waddakhiru, iddakhiru, it means save it. That means the second hadith came to allow us, Sheikh Ali, to take the meat and put it in 1 month, 2 months in the freezer and eat it anytime. It's the qurbani, the meat of qurbani. There's nothing wrong with this, inshaAllah ta'ala, bi'iznillah ta'ala for this. Right. Come to actually to a very important issue in Salat al-Eid. We have to speak about the day of An-Nahr. Day of An-Nahr. The best day ever Allah make it for all mankind, the day of Al-Eid. Eid al-Adha. Best day. It is Sha'ira. Why? Because that is the day you slaughter the animal. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala loved this. To see the blood of the animal, Allah is not going to take anything from it. Allah is not going to take anything from this meat. But you sacrifice it for me. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the day of the judgment, He will protect all your body from the hellfire.
Ameen.
InshaAllah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. I just like to go fast with some point here, inshaAllah Ta'ala. So, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, why this day is the best day? يوم الحج الأكبر. That's the day of the Grand Hajj. طيب. يوم آذان من الله ورسوله بأن الله فأن الله عز وجل سبحانه وتعالى بريء من المشركين. That day in the Surah Bara'ah, the beginning of Surah Bara'ah, Allah sent it in the day of Al-Eid, day of An-Nahr, slaughter the animal. براءة من الله ورسوله ها يوم الحج الأكبر. الله تبارك وتعالى is free and his messenger from المشركين and what they do from the shirk in the day of العيد. So Allah تبارك, that's why Surah براءة, we cannot, when we recite it, Sheikh Shawkat, and we cannot say what? Tawbah. You cannot say what? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Why? Because Allah is start hard. Bara'atun min Allah wa Rasul. Allah and His Messenger, free from all the mushrik, the polytheists. Subhanallah. So we cannot, Allah in this day, from the Eid al-Adha, Allah tabaraka ta'ala became free and His Messenger from all the mushrikeen, those who commit shirk with the other. So, Tai. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الأيام عند الله يوم النحر. The best day in Allah تبارك وتعالى side, the day النحر, at نحر, when he slaughtered the animal. طيب, what is that? ويوم القر, another day with it, the Prophet mentioned it. What is يوم القر is? The day of number 11 when the people come back to sleep over in Mina. Allah, He loved this day too. And ayyam al-tashriq 11 and 12 and 13. Therefore, from the Muslim, haram to fast the day of al-Eid. Haram to fast any day of the tashriq. Meaning, 11 of Zulhijjah, 12 of Zulhijjah, 13 of Zulhijjah, haram to fast any one of day. What is the proof and evidence? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said exactly a hadith. Hadith, many hadith about that. قال أيام التشريق أيام لعب أكل وشرب وذكر لله. The days of التشريق 11, 12 and 13, second day of العيد, third day of العيد, and then day number 13, the Prophet mentioned it. It is a days of eating and drinking and zikrullah. So when he said eat and drink in these days, are you allowed to fast in these days? We are not allowed to fast in these days. So that's why we have to be careful about this. And we ask Allah to unite the Ummah, because the Ummah are divided. When we found today, I searched too much yesterday, 90, more than 95% of the Ummah celebrate the Arafah tomorrow and the day of Al-Eid Jum'ah, and certain countries say, my Eid is not there. Why you separate yourself? And they are closer to each other. Same thing. closer to each other. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala unite us. Like for example, Pakistan declared Saturday now. Some part of Bangladesh, they are divided to two parts. In the meantime, next to them, Indonesia, the biggest country in Islam, celebrating Arafah tomorrow, and Friday celebrating Al-Eid. Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, this is the two big countries, board, the same board. But look what happened to the Muslim. We have to fear Allah and to unite ourselves, because the disbeliever, they make fun of us. What is the difference if you be with the Muslim Ummah? Why are you separating yourself from the Muslim Ummah? Yes, Ya Sheikh Shawkat, in Eid al-Fitr, we could find a moon, different moon sighting. Different moon sighting. Different day for Eid. But today, how many days for Arafah is?
One.
But the people come and say, okay, we believe, second group, we believe the day of Arafah is tomorrow, Thursday. But our Eid is not Jum'ah. Our Eid is Saturday. Wallahi, they do that. Some of the country like this, he say, they skip Friday to be the fair. Our Eid is not Friday. So I will ask you by the name of Allah, and give me, you are, all of you are educated, alhamdulillah. After the day of Arafah, what is the second day should be?
Eid.
Eid, right or not? Can you, anybody give me any fiqh or any dalil to tell me, yes, I'm going to go with the Ummah for the day of Arafah, Thursday. But my Eid is not Friday. My Eid is Saturday. Why you do that for yourself, yaakhi? I need some people who come and help me and discuss this matter with me and to tell me what is their philosophy. What kind of fatwa this? We know the day of Arafah, second day is Al-Eid. Why you skip? Because I don't want to go with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is a Wahhabi. Yaakhi, I don't go with Saudi Arabia. I don't go with this royal family. The most of them, وَلْيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, they are disobedient. My destination is Mecca. My destination, the Hajji, who are there. And we're more than that, Sheikh Shawka, before you leave. If you go for Hajj, you're going to go with them. But when you come back to your country, you're not saying, I don't go to Saudi Arabia. But why you go with Hajj with them before? Why you go with Hajj? Tell me, give me philosophy. Give me any dalil in the sunnah. I need somebody to help me. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to unite the people. Fiqh in Islam, understand the Islam, very, very important. Not to make yourself solid. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to help us. InshaAllah ta'ala, I may be here with you tomorrow. InshaAllah ta'ala, to speak about the fiqh of the Eid, what we should do in Eid, inshaAllah. And I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sincerely to make this Eid, to help all the Muslim, and to give victory for the Muslim in everywhere, and to save all our brothers in Burma, our brother in Syria and Iraq and Palestine, our brother actually in everywhere who is suffering under the oppressions. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make all of us to accept all our deeds, accept our qurbani, accept our qira'at al-Quran, accept our salah. Ya Allah, forgive all our parents. Ya Allah, enter them the paradise. Ya Allah, if my parents passed away, Ya Allah, put them in the highest level of al-Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And make all of us to follow them very soon. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give shifa for those who suffering from the disease. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bless our jama'ah in Masjid Manhattan, and bless all the Muslims all over the, inshallah ta'ala, the world. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to unite all the Muslims, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect us from the evil, from the shaitan, from all those who are planning against the Muslim. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to increase us and not to decrease us. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make all of us love each other for the cause of Allah. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to help us to complete our project in Masjid Manhattan, and to make this project sincerely for you, Ya Allah, only alone. Ya Allah, accept from us. Ya Allah, let us enter the paradise and build a house for us because of this project. Ya Allah, we did it for you, Ya Allah. Accept it from us. Accept it from us. And we did it with ikhlas, sincerity for you, Ya Allah. Accept it and let us to be together Closer to our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannat al-Firdaus, and to save all of us from the hellfire, to save all of us from the grave, to save all of us from the fitna in this life, and make our children righteous. Ya Allah, produce from us righteous children who fear Allah and protect them from the shaitan and the campaign of the shaitan, and make our wife our eye of comfort. May Allah bless our wife, what they did, and raise our children. Ya Allah, tub alayna, give us tawbah before we die, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to fast tomorrow, the day of Arafah, and accept it, and forgive all of us, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. آخر دعوانا الحمد لله وجزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، تبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك وتقدست أسماؤك ولا إله غيرك. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. تكبير should be started from tomorrow, from after the Maghrib of the day of Arafah. Takbir should start until the ayyam al-tashriq is over, the day number 13 of Zulhijjah, until the Maghrib. And after every salah, we should make takbir. And in the takbir, make it in the streets, make it in your house from now, because the Prophet ﷺ proved, and Ibn Umar and Abu Huraira, they used to make takbir in these 9 days. Make it, that's called takbir mutlaq. Open takbir, you make it any time. But there is a muqayyad takbir which is limited. After every salah, we pray it in jama'ah or not in jama'ah, you make it takbir. Teach your children to say this. My children doesn't know that. My wife, she doesn't know that. Lead them in the takbir in your house and raise your voice with the takbir. Raise it up. And when we come to Zaid, I found some violation. Muslims sometimes, they don't want to say takbir. You have to make the takbir secretly. So why you make the takbir secretly? Make Sa'id ibn Jubayr, he used to say, raise your voice, raise your voice. So the Prophet ﷺ, he used to be shaken from the takbir of the people. Don't make it silent. Raise your voice. What's the purpose for that? Is to make the people feel, I am a Muslim. This is the sign of Islam. And to make the mushrik, they get jealous from you in this day when you raise yourself with the takbir. May Allah bless all of you. Jazakum Allah khaira. Subhanak Allah hamdik. Shara la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. If you have any question, I'm here inshallah. Barakallah.